Good morning, it's April 24th and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a move that has ignited a firestorm of international criticism, the UK Parliament has recently passed a law authorising the deportation of asylum seekers to Rwanda. This decision marks a significant moment in the ongoing debate over migration and asylum policies on a global scale. The legislation has drawn sharp rebuke from major international bodies, including the UN Refugee Agency and the Council of Europe. Both have voiced serious concerns over the UK's approach to handling asylum seekers, questioning the morality and legality of this decision. This law is part of a broader trend among European countries to tighten their borders and outsource the management of migration to third countries, a strategy that has been under scrutiny for its effectiveness and humanitarian implications. Experts in the field argue that these measures have not only failed to stem the tide of migration, but have also exacerbated the suffering of those seeking refuge. The specific deal with Rwanda, meant to deter asylum seekers from heading to the UK, has been criticised for its lack of efficacy and for not providing a sustainable or ethical model for European migration policy. On the other side, the Rwandan government has expressed its support for the bill, viewing it as recognition of Rwanda's efforts to foster a safe and secure environment for refugees. However, this perspective is at odds with the widespread criticism and concern from the international community, highlighting the complex and contentious nature of the debate on migration and asylum policies. In a stunning display of football, Arsenal's 5-0 victory over Chelsea has not only captivated fans, but also reshaped the Premier League title race. This match was a showcase of tactical brilliance and individual talent, particularly from players like Kai Havertz and Ben White, whose performances stood out on the field. Arsenal's triumph has catapulted them 3 points clear of Liverpool and 4 points ahead of Manchester City in the Premier League standings, marking a significant moment in this season's title race. However, despite Arsenal's current lead, Manchester City retains control over its destiny thanks to 2 games in hand, keeping the title race fiercely competitive. Chelsea's struggle in this match was notable, exacerbated by the absence of their key player, Cole Palmer, who was sidelined due to illness. This loss has left Chelsea in 9th place, 3 points away from the coveted European spots, highlighting the challenges they face in regaining their form. Both Arsenal's Mikel Arteta and Chelsea's Mauricio Pochettino have emphasised the importance of their teams focusing on the opportunities ahead. Arteta, in particular, is preparing Arsenal for the critical North London derby against Tottenham, a match that could have significant implications for the title race. As the Premier League season heads into its final stretch, the outcome of Manchester City's remaining 6 games and Arsenal's continued performance, starting with the North London derby, will be crucial in determining who will lift the title. The pressure is on, and every match counts in this tightly contested race for supremacy. In a heartwarming moment amidst challenging times, Kensington Palace released a new portrait of Prince Louis to mark his 6th birthday. The photo, showcasing a joyful moment, was taken by none other than his mother, Princess Kate, known for her passion for photography. This year, however, the release came with a poignant backdrop as the family navigated the complexities of Kate's ongoing cancer treatment. The decision to delay the portrait's unveiling was made to ensure the young royals could be appropriately briefed on their mother's health situation, emphasising the family's commitment to both privacy and openness during this period. Princess Kate, who has temporarily stepped back from her public duties, continues to focus on her health and family. Despite these personal challenges, the family chose to share their joy and celebrate Prince Louis's birthday with the public, a testament to their resilience and positive spirit. This portrait also marks a significant moment, as it is the first official photo shared by the family since the withdrawal of a previous controversial image featuring Princess Kate and her children. The move underscores the family's ongoing efforts to balance public interest with their private lives, especially in light of recent events. As the royal family faces these health challenges and navigates the scrutiny of public life, their decision to celebrate personal milestones and share moments of happiness with the public remains a powerful reminder of their strength and unity. In a bold move, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has unveiled plans to significantly bolster the UK's defence budget, aiming for a target of 2.5% of GDP by 2030. This ambitious strategy includes an injection of an additional £22.5 billion over the next 6 years, propelling the defence budget to a formidable £87 billion. Amidst a backdrop of global unrest and rising tensions, this announcement has sparked a flurry of discussions regarding its implications and feasibility. The increase in defence spending comes at a time when the UK is actively demonstrating its support for Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression, committing £500 million in arms and deploying Typhoon fighter jets to assist Poland. This move aligns with a broader international effort to bolster Ukraine's defence capabilities, as evidenced by the US House of Representatives' recent approval of a $61 billion aid package, with the Senate's decision still pending. However, the plan has not been without its critics. Questions loom large over how Prime Minister Sunak intends to fund this substantial increase in defence spending alongside other significant promises, such as tax cuts, without clear explanations on how these financial commitments will be met. Moreover, the lack of detail on how the increased defence expenditure will directly enhance the UK's security posture adds another layer of uncertainty to the initiative. The UK's stance on security and defence also seems to be diverging from some of its European counterparts. The government's rejection of an EU offer aimed at easing work and study opportunities for young Europeans in the UK hints at a broader strategy of prioritising defence over certain aspects of international cooperation. Meanwhile, the opposition Labour Party is advocating for closer security collaborations with EU countries, suggesting a potential shift in approach if they were to come into power. In essence, the decision to ramp up defence spending is being framed as both a message to Putin and a commitment to contributing to peace and security in Europe. The move underscores the UK's resolve to play a significant role on the global stage, particularly in the context of current geopolitical challenges. Yet, the path to achieving these defence ambitions remains clouded with fiscal uncertainties and strategic questions. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, the English Channel became the scene of a tragic loss as 5 migrants, including a child, perished while attempting to cross into the UK on a dangerously overloaded inflatable boat. This incident, occurring near Wimereux, France, sheds light on the perilous journeys migrants undertake in search of a better life. The ill-fated vessel, carrying 112 individuals, far beyond its safe capacity, suffered engine failure, leading to the deaths of a woman, 3 men, and a young girl. The group, comprising people of various nationalities, including children, had been monitored as they prepared for their journey, underscoring the desperate measures taken to flee hardship. The cost of such crossings, typically ranging from €2,000 to €2,500 per person, highlights the substantial profits garnered by smugglers at the expense of human lives. This tragedy unfolded just hours after the UK Parliament passed a contentious bill aimed at halting these dangerous crossings by deporting illegal migrants to Rwanda. Critics, including humanitarian groups, the Council of Europe, and the UN, have vehemently opposed the plan, advocating instead for the establishment of safer routes to the UK, Despite the controversy and the recent loss of life, 57 individuals continued their journey to Britain after the boat's motor was restarted, a stark reminder of the risks many are willing to take. The incident has prompted an investigation by the public prosecutor of Boulogne and has reignited debates over immigration policies in the UK. The newly approved Rwanda deportation plan, criticised for its potential cruelty and ineffectiveness, faces legal challenges and widespread condemnation. Yet, the determination of migrants to reach the UK, often in perilous conditions, underscores the urgent need for compassionate and safe solutions in addressing the complex issue of migration. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.